The Jackson Laboratory today celebrated the completion of the first phase of its new $200 million mouse breeding facility in Ellsworth. Over the next 8 years, the facility is expected to create up to 350 jobs. And local officials say the new lab, which is the largest single development project the city's seen in recent years, could be the start of what they hope will be an expanding biotech development corridor. A.J. Higgins has more.
Ellsworth City Manager David Cole says his community has always embraced its role as a service center for the Downeast region. But the new mouse breeding facility may signal a new chapter in the story of the city's future economic development.
Of course, we want to continue to be that service center, but this project gives us the opportunity to diversify.
That means the city will now begin to attract a new type of worker to the research center, named for Jax's executive vice president, Charles Hewitt. It will also expand the company's mouse export business. It's estimated that the facility will generate more than 500,000 mice, representing 10,000 different varieties depending on a client's needs. Orders come into the lab from all over the world to meet specific research demands, and Cole says that bodes well for Ellsworth.
In economic development, export is the gold standard because you export something out of your region or state, you bring money back. It has a higher ripple effect as opposed to an economy that's based on just doing each other's laundry. We want both.
With nearly 80 new hires expected at the Ellsworth facility this year, Cole says his community is in the midst of a rental housing boom.
Concurrent with the two-year construction window, there have been 140 new units either constructed or permitted to be constructed. That's as much as the last decade combined.
Based in Bar Harbor, Jackson Laboratory's new Ellsworth facility could also stimulate the development of businesses connected with biomedical research. Ellsworth is already home to one such biotech incubator that City Economic Development Director Mickey Sumter says is flourishing.
We have our first Union River Center for Innovation, which is for biotech technology businesses, startups. So that building's full with four different startup companies now that they're working. So we're really working very closely to Jax on that project. So, you know, we can build upon what they're doing.
Charles Hewitt says he expects other related research enterprises to follow the Jax lead.
I don't think we know of any specific new ones that aren't here already that might be coming. But the hope would be that our commitment to Ellsworth, the fact that we're creating a group of employees here, not only in animal care, but in automation, facilities maintenance, IT infrastructure, that sort of thing, it should be a magnet for other businesses.
According to Jackson Lab officials, Phase 2 should be complete by 2020. The first mice are expected to enter the facility, called a vivarium, in October. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.